Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The monthly email newsletter from KCAR, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, arrived the other day. In it was a feature on Jim Mansfield with a fairly small Mercer County operation with forage and beef, from which he switched to a niche farming operation.
I had cattle for a while, but we don't have a lot of land, and I decided that sheep would be a little more intensive and potentially have more income per acre, at least for our operations.
He checked out a sheep breed, Katahdins, which I couldn't spell or pronounce until Jim helped, but this breed had a little subtropical strain, making for a significant trait, which he likes.
So that they don't have a wool coat, they have a hair coat, and in the winter they develop a thick hair coat, and in the spring they shed it. And because they don't have wool, they don't have lanolin. And lanolin can sometimes contribute to a muttony flavor, and these sheep never get that.
He made connections with Whole Foods, and they were looking for a supply of specialty lamb.
It took a lot of hoops to jump through to be a qualified vendor, but we did it, and we've taken it from there. I now have 9 stores that I supply lambs to. That would be 7 Whole Foods markets and 3 Dorothy Lane markets in Ohio.
In a minute, how K-Card helped out. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know there's more to living out here than farming, which is why we offer more than credit for farmers. We use our financial and agricultural knowledge to tailor solutions that help rural residents achieve their goals. At Farm Credit, we know you're not just looking for a loan. You're working to maintain a way of life. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
Another reason Jim Mansfield's Mercer County Katahdin sheep operation and niche marketing effort seemed so interesting is their potential for other growers.
We sell lamb 52 weeks a year, fresh lamb, not frozen. So I have to reach out to Kentucky and some of the surrounding states to find cooperative sheep farms that have sheep that fit the genetics and are willing to raise them according to our naturally raised protocols.
He says it's not a gravy train, but so far it is working. It's taken hard work and some appreciated help from K-Card.
Yeah, K-Card's been a great help to us. They've always been willing to roll up their sleeves and help me try to figure out what do the numbers mean and are there other approaches I could consider.
Mansfield says anyone interested can learn more at his website, 3 words spelled out, fourhillsfarm.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.